Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the California Angels and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the California Angels. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Brian Downing. Batting second. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Reggie Jackson. Batting fifth. The DH, Don Baylor. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Doug DeCinces. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting ninth. The catcher, Joe Ferguson. Pitching for the California Angels, Angel Moreno. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting second. The first baseman, Enos Cabell. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting fourth. The DH, Mike Ivey. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting sixth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jack Morris. And now, play ball. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing hits a fly ball into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Angels nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jackson. Lemon reaches second base with a double. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson strikes out. Two outs. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Angels nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson takes first base on ball four. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. Jackson moves to second. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a fly ball into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces hits a pop-up towards first. Cabell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Angels nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Downing. Herndon reaches second base with a double. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Herndon moves to third. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it and throws to second for the out. Herndon scores. One out. It's 1-0, Tigers. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morris fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Ferguson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferguson hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0-for-1 in the game. Downing hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Angels nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Downing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. DeCinces fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0-for-1 in the game. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards third. DeCinces fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-1 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0-for-1 in the game. Grich strikes out. Two outs. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cabell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jackson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Angels nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-1 in the game. Gibson hits a fly ball into left field. Downing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey is 0-for-1 in the game. Ivey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley misplays the ball. That's an error on Foley. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Herndon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ivey moves to second. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jackson who is chasing the ball. Parrish reaches third base with a triple. Ivey scores. Herndon goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Tigers. Luis Sanchez now pitching. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards third. DeCinces fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-1 in the game. Trammell hits a pop-up towards short. Foley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cabell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Baylor for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Lynn strikes out. Two outs. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces is 0-for-1 in the game. DeCinces hits a fly ball into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Angels nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitaker takes first base on ball 4. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Whitaker moves to third. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Lemon hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0-for-2 in the game. Cabell takes first base on ball 4. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-2 in the game. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it and throws to second for the out. Whitaker scores. Two outs. It's 4-0, Tigers. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey is 0-for-2 in the game. Ivey hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-1 in the game. Foley hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Tigers. Joe Ferguson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferguson is 0-for-1 in the game. Ferguson is called out on strikes. One out. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0-for-2 in the game. Downing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-2 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cabell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carew for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Angels 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Parrish hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gritch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Angels won. The Angels will come to bat. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0 for 2 in the game. Grich takes first base on ball 4. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Grich moves to second. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Baylor hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 2 in the game. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cabell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lynn for the out. Grich moves to third. Jackson moves to second. Two outs. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces is 0 for 2 in the game. DeCinces hits a fly ball into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Angels 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 2 in the game. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards third. DeCinces fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Whitaker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich misplays the ball. That's an error on Grich. Whitaker moves to second. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Cabell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Whitaker scores. Lemon moves to second. It's 5-1, Tigers. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Gibson strikes out. 2 outs. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey is 0 for 3 in the game. Ivey hits a ball on the ground towards third. DeCinces fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Angels 1. The Angels will come to bat. Dave Tobik now pitching. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Foley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Ferguson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferguson is 0 for 2 in the game. Ferguson hits a fly ball into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0 for 3 in the game. Downing hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 3 in the game. Carew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Angels 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Parrish takes first base on ball 4. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Brookins hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-3 in the game. Trammell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Downing. Trammell reaches second base with a double. Parrish moves to third. Andy Hosler now pitching. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Angels 1. The Angels will come to bat. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Gritch strikes out. One out. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks, Jackson strikes out. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-3 in the game. Baylor hits a pop-up towards first. Cabell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and California Angels, 1. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.